Verse 22, Absalom spake unto his brother Ammon, neither good nor bad. For Absalom hated Ammon because he had forced his sister Tamar. Now, this is David's home. This is home life, friend. He didn't get by with sin. God says you don't get by with it. Now, Absalom is just marking time and waiting for the day to come. And that day came. And I'm, again, not going into detail here, but when that day came, why, what happened? Well, Ammon was killed. Who killed him? Well, Absalom killed him. Let me just begin reading it, verse 33. Now, therefore, let not my lord the king take the thing to his heart, to think that all the king's sons are dead, for Ammon only is dead. But Absalom fled, and the young man that kept the watch lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there came much people by the way of the hillside behind him. And Jonadab said unto the king, behold, the king's sons come, as thy servant said, so it is. You see, Absalom plotted actually against this boy, and he killed him. And now he has to flee. And since the other king's sons were invited to the party, it looked as if they might have been slain also. So that's what the messenger meant. Only Amnon is dead. And it came to pass, as soon as he made an end of speaking, that behold, the king's sons came and lifted up their voice and wept, and the king also, and all of his servants wept very sore. But now notice, but Absalom fled and went to Talmai, the son of Ammihud, king of Geshur. And why did he go to king of Geshur? Because his mother was a daughter of the king of Geshur. And David, as we pointed out once before, made a mistake in marrying that foreign woman. And David mourned for his son every day. Now, David loved this boy Amnon also. Now he's slain. And in one sense, it is David's fault. He should have dealt with this sin in a definite way. Absalom waited to see. David would not move. And so Absalom bided his time. Now we read, so Absalom fled and went to Geshur and was there 3 years. And the soul of King David longed to go forth unto Absalom, for he was comforted concerning Amnon, seeing he was dead. Nothing he can do about Amnon, but he wanted to bring Absalom back. And let me say here that Absalom was the favorite son of David. He is the son of Maacah, daughter of King of Geshur, a woman whom David married during his lapse of faith when he withdrew from the land. And he had of her two very attractive and beautiful children. One was Absalom, and the other was Tamar. Now, apparently David did not discipline this wild boy, the son of a pagan and a Bedouin. And so this boy, though, seems to have been justified in one way, since David would not take the matter in his own hand. And Absalom, after he had fled and spent time in the country, David wanted to bring him back, but he didn't. And David mourned for him, but he did nothing about that either. He just mourned for Absalom and wanted him. And this boy, by the way, I think is more like David than any of his sons. And I think it was obviously David's intention that Absalom succeed him. And I know Solomon wasn't his favorite, as we're going to see later on. Finally, after 3 years, David permitted Absalom to return to Jerusalem, to his own house, but he wasn't permitted to see the face of the king. And this is what you call a half-hearted forgiveness.